thought for today. I am in love with my divine self. I am in love with my divine self. I am in love with my divine self. What does it mean to be in love with my divine self? What does it mean to be in love with that self within me that I'm not really sure what it is? Well, it's not the kind of love we have in our physical life, which is not really love. It's more liking than love. We like our pets, we like food, we like our wife or husband, we like our children, and we like our bodies, and we like our world in every possible way, but we don't love them. We don't really love them. Because if we loved them, we would treat them quite differently. If we loved our bodies, we would feed our bodies all things that are beneficial to them. We would not go to our bodies and give them hot sauces and hot peppers. And some people just love that. They think, oh, that is just wonderful. And what they're doing is they're causing their body to be uncomfortable. Oh, but my body likes this hot sauce and this hot peppers, and the hotter the better. Well, maybe that's because you like an ejaculation. You like a momentary thrill. You like jumping out of an airplane and having a bungee cord and bouncing up and down. You like doing all sorts of thrilling things. Well, I assure you, your body doesn't. Your body doesn't like that at all. Your body is a smooth, flowing, dynamic instrument of pure, pure love. And we treat our body, not just your body, but our body, in ways that show a lot of disrespect, and certainly not love. Would you take a little baby and throw him up in the air and catch him, and throw him up in the air and catch him? Well, parents do that. Fathers, mothers do that. People who love their children do that. Oh, come on now, give me another story. That little kid is scared silly. Oh, but he's laughing, and he's shouting, and he's saying, do it again, do it again. Yes. After the first shock is over with, the shock is over with, and that's what it is, a shock. After the first shock that he's tossed away from his parent or someone he trusts, and then he's caught by them. After the first shock is over, his life is indelibly engraved with that fear. Where do you think fear comes from? Fear doesn't come from love, from our caring about ourselves. Fear comes from when we do not respect ourselves. When we go out and we race real fast and we go through the thrills of life. Oh, hey, the thrills of life are just wonderful. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do them. But what I am saying is, when we love our body, we treat it oh so gently. Some of us have great joy in thrill-seeking, and we have great tenderness. The two sort of don't go together, because the thrill is where we are trying to get something out of life that we haven't had before, and the tenderness and joy is perhaps our real nature shining through, wanting us to be loving and gentle. If you slap your hand and bang your head against the wall and do all sorts of crazy things, that hurts. That hurts your body. Makes you feel terrible. But if you gently stroke your body, if you tell your body how much you love it, and then you treat it with beautiful foods that you respect and love. Oh, a lot of foods are bland. Bland foods are sort of tasteless and not too rewarding. But you see, we've built up the desire to taste things and the desire to smell things and feel things and hear things, because that's our human world. And the more we can taste, smell, feel, and hear, the more we're happy about it. We say, wow, the man who can scent maybe 1,000 different fragrances of flowers looking for perfumes is a marvelous man. There are many like him. The man who can taste the bouquet of 12 or more different kinds of wines and tell you where they come from, what vineyards they're out of, what age they are, He's trained himself in that. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting to train yourself in that? Hey, I'm not knocking it. All I'm saying is, if you have the thrill, the desire to go into such a direction on a totally temporary human thing, totally temporary, he could one day smell some acid which could burn his nostrils so that he could no longer smell the delicate fragrances of wine or flowers. But you see, when we get to know our divine self, nothing can ever keep us from it. Nothing can ever sway us from it. And we get in there, come on, divine self, reveal yourself to me. Come on, divine self, tell me what you are. I'm listening, divine self, now talk to me, talk to me. You know, we act rather unkind to our divine self. And our divine self says, hey, I don't mind you talking that way. You should, but I don't mind you talking that way. I love you. Our divine self says, hey, I got stories to tell you. You listen to me, and you'll have an artistic talent that the world will delight in. But more so, you will delight in it. You will be thrilled by the idea of the wonderful things that I share with you. Listen to me. But you can only listen to me with love. You listen to me with hatred in your heart for yourself or anything. I cannot speak. It's your own other nature that speaks, but not me. When you speak with the thought of illness in your heart, I cannot speak. When you speak with the thought of limitation in your heart, I cannot speak. It's not that I judge those things as right or wrong. It's just that in those areas, you invite speaking about illness, about poverty, about unhappiness. When you want your divine to speak through you, your divine has this name. When you want your divine to speak through you, to you, as you, it has this name. This is the name of the divine. Your highest and best. Whatever is your highest and best for you, whatever is going to thrill you and fulfill you and make you feel that you just are perfect, your highest and best. Now, that includes a perfect body, a perfect mind. That includes the ability to do anything you choose to do. And but also, it includes the wisdom to do those things that are going to be beneficial to you. You will have no desire for anything not beneficial to you. You will have no desire. Why do you think you have no desire occasionally for meat? Or you have no desire for smoking? Or you have no desire for drinking alcoholic liquors? Why do you think you have no desire? That's your divine. That's your divine, your highest and best speaking out to you and saying, you want a perfect body? Okay, I'll bless you with no desire for things that are going to hurt your body. You want a perfect mind? Okay, I will bless you with no desire to listen to negative thinking. I'll bless you with no desire to talk dirty or to talk bad or to talk gossip. I'll bless you with no desire for this. But when you want to manipulate yourself and your world, and you're willing to lie and cheat and steal, then I sort of fade away into the background. I'm still there. But the divine self says to you, I sort of fade away, and I sort of hang my head a little bit, thinking to myself, that's not your highest and best. You don't need to manipulate anything to get your highest and best. Just speak your word and claim it. If you want to listen to the divine within, listen with a joyous heart, a happy heart, a marvelous heart. Don't go in there, nobody likes me, the world is all against me, oh my God, what am I going to do? Everything's tumbling down. And the divine within you says, oh, Don't let me intrude on your unhappiness. Don't let me intrude on your unhappiness. Your divine wants the highest and best for you. The divine in me wants the highest and best. The divine in me is so comfortable, so happy, so at home. We are like sitting on the same easy chair. We are drinking the same glass of very beautiful, pure water. The divine doesn't have to drink, of course, but that's the relationship that I have with the divine in me. And that's the relationship we can all have with the divine in us. The divine is not something elusive or something that wants to hide itself from us. The divine is something that wants to be used and enjoyed and participated in. The divine is like a great beam of sunlight, like the sun itself. And it wants to shine forth from us, through us, as us. The divine in us is us. And my gosh, when we can let the divine come forth, when we can listen to the divine and pay attention to what it has to say, instead of saying, nope, I'm going to have another beer. Nope, I love these cigarettes. Nope. I want drugs. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know, drugs are kind of neat things. Drugs are like bad attitudes. Drugs make you feel good at first. You have that blissful feeling when you take a drug. And when you've taken this drug, it takes away all of your inhibitions. Yeah, I'm the greatest guy in the world. I'm fantastic, you know. You know, you think some people are on drugs when they feel real good, but they just take away your inhibitions. Not your what's beneficial, right and wrong, harmonious in the world in which you live, but they just take your inhibitions where you say, I can't do this and I can't do that and I don't know how to do this and I haven't the talent. They remove all that. I haven't seen this happen, but I would imagine if drugs were properly applied, a person could sit down at the piano and play who never played. I'd imagine a person who never sung could sing, who never sculpted could sculpt. I'd imagine with drugs all these things are possible, but only temporarily. It's only like just a glimpse. And of course, I give you glimpses of the divine within you all the time. See, the divine within us each gives us a glimpse of what it's like every once in a while, just sort of to egg us on to our highest and best. But I'm in love with the divine within me. I spend every moment of my life loving the divine within me and saying, wow, do I feel good. Wow, is life wonderful. Man, is this a happy time. You say, well, Herb, you don't do that with us very much. You're picking on us and you're showing us where we can improve and stuff like that. Hey, I see each one of you through the divine love in me, and I see you perfect. And then I look at you and I see the game that you're attempting to play of saying that you're not perfect. And I say to you, hey, come on. You know, you don't have to play that sad game. You don't have to pretend you're sick to get people to come visit you. You don't have to pretend that you're poor to have people give money to you. Just pretend, if you have to pretend at all, that you're rich. Pretend that you're happy. Pretend you're harmonious. Pretend that you're surrounded by friends. And my goodness, you will be. You pretend that you're sick, and then you are. You pretend that you're wealthy and happy and healthy and hearty, and you will be. Because whatever it is we think on, that's what happens for us. Because the law of cause and effect that brings all things into our experience as human beings makes no differentiation between what's for our highest good and what's for our lowest good. The law just says, hey, have some more. Enjoy. But when you're in love with the divine within, the law has no confusion, because the law is not fed one single thought of limitation about ourselves. when we are in love with the divine within, even if we don't fully understand it, but we're in love with it, then that will be our criteria. That will be our world of experience. That will be our world of causes. Beautiful, dynamic, forceful, uplifting, supportive. My, what a wonderful world that is. What a dynamic world that is. Can you understand that? Love your divine self with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. And love your neighbor like yourself, of course. But you see, when you love God or you love your divine self, they're all the same. You're loving the beauty that's in you. And just as in God is all, and you cannot say that part of that all is not the negative and the positive both. In God is the all, but it exists as it is, without any relative values to it. So therefore, it is not good or bad. It's only how we put them together. We can take a group of dominoes. You know what dominoes are. They're these little things with numbers on the top, or little dots on top and dots on the bottom. And we could line them all up and go boom, 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 boom. We can make a big circle. And then we touch one domino and them, they all fall down. And then we can have junctions. We can have two dominoes at one point leading off into other paths, a 3, 5, 12 dominoes leading off into other paths, and they can all go boom, 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 and they call the domino effect. And this is what we do. Every little thought that we have is a domino, and it's standing there. And if these thoughts are loving, gentle, positive, uplifting thoughts, then that's what we'll have in our life. Because that's what the divine is. The divine comes along, I guess, not a guess, but it comes along, and it gives a little push, and then the dominoes all start reacting and saying, I love me, I love me, I love me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then it goes off into the tangents and says, I like me, I love me, I love me, I like me. I'm wonderful, I'm smart, I'm intelligent, I'm happy, I'm filled with joy and peace, I have a wonderful family, my whole world is fantastic. And then it goes off into other tangents and says, all these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things. Well now, you are right now in the process of setting up your dominoes. Now over here is a box of dominoes filled with wonderful ideas, and over here is a box of dominoes filled with limiting ideas. Well now, why would anyone in their right mind want to take limiting ideas? Well, why would anyone in their right mind ever want to damage themselves? Why would anyone in their right mind ever want to misuse their body? Why would anyone in their right mind ever want to feel sorry for themselves? My God, yeah. Feel sorry for yourself. When you feel sorry for yourself, you're saying, I'm not worth anything, I'm not deserving of anything, I'm not beautiful, I'm not wonderful, I'm not enjoyable, nobody in the world likes me. And you see, when you put such a cause in motion, you're pushing your divine self right out. You're putting the wrong dominoes into the domino effect for you. And take them out right now. Take out every domino that you put in there that says that you're limited. Hey, push them aside. You don't want them. Now, put those dominoes in there that say what a wonderful being you are, how healthy you are. Now, the Bible tells us, Jesus said, the last enemy will overcome his death. Well, I take issue with that a little bit. I haven't done too much of it up now, but I take issue with it a little bit. I would say the last realization that we are to have before our state of absolute bliss is that we are life eternal. Not we're overcoming death, but we're life eternal. Now, overcoming death is a nice human phrase, and it perhaps was fine in Jesus' time to say that to the people because they could not understand the deeper significance, although he said it too. He said, your life is eternal. But he also said these other phrases to sort of help people to remember. And we remembered it too. But let's turn every phrase around to its positive meaning. The last awareness we will have, and this is interesting, the last awareness we'll have is life eternal. Eternal life. How beautiful and wonderful. You know, we are in the position right now, all of us, of building up our dominoes. So now let's take from the dominoes of positive attitude, of happiness, of joy, of peace, and go for it. There can be no greater thrill in the entire universe than knowing the divine within. And you've had that experience occasionally when your illumination struck you. But then it didn't stay. It didn't stay. And you know why it didn't stay? Because then you had the feeling, I'm not worthy of this. It is too broad, too grand, too wonderful for me to understand. And then so it was. And so it disappeared from your life. But it did not have to do that. It was just something of your choice that you did. Now, I'm in love with my divine self. Being in love with our divine self takes a little training. It's sort of like the elusive Pimpernel. You can't see it. It's there leaving its pixie dust behind, its wonderful actions behind, but we can't see it. We can't take an angel robe and put over our divine self, because our divine self has no form. We cannot put thoughts into our divine self consciousness, because our divine self is thought itself. All we can do is to hook up in our awareness to our divine self and put a good solid circuit in there and stay in tune. But even there, we have to learn to tune. Now we have a telephone called the Ingenious, and it works on radio signals as well as on telephone signals. And whenever we pick it up, all the other telephones start making funny noises and doing silly things. Well now, on the Ingenious itself, there are buttons that you press to have it be on different channels, so that it will not disturb the awareness of other telephones. And on the other telephones, there are buttons you can press to put them on different channels so they don't have to be on the same one the wireless is on. But do we think of it? It's like when I call the dog. He's starting to run out and I say, come back here, come, come, no, hey, hey, come, come, come on now, come on, Button, come. And Button just merrily runs away. And I know if I would just say, Button, sit, that he would sit down right away. And I wouldn't have to chase, I wouldn't have to shout, I wouldn't have to have frustration of him running off. I know what the word is. I know what the word is. The word is sit. Boop. Sit. Button, sit. And then I don't have to chase him. Now, what is the word for our divine self? The word for our divine self is, I like me. And our divine self says, oh, that's my key, that's my word. Button, did you hear that? I like me. He's sitting up and wiggling his ears at me. Yes, I like me. That's our divine inside of ourselves saying, hey, you're on the right channel. You're on the channel. You're on my channel. You've been not listening to my channel for quite a while, and I've been just here broadcasting away, sending out my love, sending out my joy, sending out my peace, and you haven't been tuned in to me. But come on. No, don't stop. Come on, tell me some more wonderful things. Well, I'm rich and famous and beautiful and handsome and all that sort. Ooh, yes, yes, yes. And I know how to make it even more so. I know how to wrap you in the charisma of your real self so that all the world will look at you and say, wow, what a neat person that is. What a joyous person that is. You know, there's certain people, they walk around and little children just gravitate to them. Dogs just love to come to them. Everybody in the world just trusts them. just trust them, not distrust them, but just trust them. We have to be very careful of our words. Now, can you see, when you start being in love with your divine self, wonderful magic takes place in your life. When you start being in love with yourself, anything is possible. You know, I put a big stone in front of the gate out there to keep the dogs from going through the doggy gate the wrong way. It was designed so they could come in but not go out. Well, dogs, like ourselves, are very intelligent. We like to think our dogs are intelligent. We endow them with wonderful intelligence. Well, little Love, our little mini pin, he stuck his nose under the edge of this little fence, and he squiggled through with his tiny body. And Button, our schnauzer, a little bigger, he tried to squiggle through too, and he got caught. And he was yipping away, but he went through. He was motivated to go through because he wanted to catch up with me up on the path. And in no time at all, they wanted to catch up with me on the path. They passed me. And they went zoom, as though I wasn't even there. I said, hey, I thought you guys were coming out to see me. And they were on their way for adventure. But there was nothing that could stop them if they wanted to accomplish something. All of the genius that we used to block them didn't stop it. So then when I came back, I took the rock and I said, right in front of the little gate, so they can't stick their nose under there and push it, because that rock is heavy. When I picked it up, that was quite a chore picking it up. So it's a heavy rock and they're not going to move it. But you see, they wanted to get out. They wanted to go romping and playing around on the 100 acres, not just the 4 or 5 that they're in here. They wanted to go and have a ball. Now, motivation to go out and have fun makes them squiggle through tiny spots, makes them push themselves to the very limit, and they go, and they have a wonderful time. What motivation do we have to fall in love with our divine self? What motivation do we have to get to know our divine self? What motivation turns us on? What drives us and moves us into being our divine, wonderful self? Well, we don't have the instinct of animals. We did have, but we curbed them. We don't have the drive of an animal to accomplish something, even against great odds, but we could. The animal shoved itself through the gate, through that tiny little hole, and was free. You and I can shove ourselves through that tiny little hole by tuning in the fine tuner of our radio to that station called Divine. And when we tune into that station called Divine, we'll find that it is the purest of love. It is the purest of every thought. It is the most beautiful, fulfilled, and satisfying thing we could ever desire in our life. I'm in love with my divine self. Can you say that for yourself? I'm in love with my divine self. Really? There's nothing else that matters in our entire life than to say, I'm in love with my divine self. I love you.